Now it's time for our first interview of the show. I've got Daniel Sack in studio. Daniel Sack started Foodie of CPT back in 2017 because he wanted to share his honest experiences with tourists as well as with people living in Cape Town. Daniel, thank you so much for joining us and welcome to the show.
Great. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm so excited to have you in. You're my first live guest in almost 2 years that I actually have sitting in front of me. And welcome to RX Radio. What are your impressions so far?
It's great. It's actually a lot bigger than what I thought it would be.
Awesome. So I think to start off, we want to know, how did you get into food? How did you become a foodie influencer? Where did that all begin?
Sure. So in 2017, I started out basically my Instagram page, which is Foodie of CPT. And what happened was I just would reshare posts from people. Whenever they went out to restaurants, they would just post a picture and they would tag me and I'd share their images. And that changed, and I've changed the page completely over the last few years, and now I review restaurants, and since then I've been invited to restaurants, I've been invited to new menu tastings. So it's really taken off, and also we do a lot of paid campaigns as well.
And that sounds like an absolute dream job. You get to go around tasting food. It makes me think our family loves MasterChef, specifically MasterChef Australia. Always jealous of the guys who get to taste everything. So you've been all around Cape Town trying all these restaurants. What would you recommend are some great restaurants for families or for people going out on dates to try out?
Sure. So with regards to fish, because I think that's the focus, I've been going a lot of nice restaurants, especially if you're wanting to go out and take your partner for a date. Willoughby's, if you want to take it a little bit more expensive, Bahia. But otherwise, you know, the locals like Cape Town Fish Market or Ocean Basket also have great fish. Really just depends what kind of fish you're looking for.
Yeah, so we are focusing on fish today. I forgot to mention that. But is there any spot that you just recommend a good old portion of, just if it's just plain fish and chips that someone's looking for, where would you recommend for that?
Sure. So there are plenty of places around us, but I would say my favorite place is around in Hout Bay. There's plenty of places there, and you can go and check those out for yourself.
And then you get to go to all these restaurants, try all this amazing food. Do you ever take a go at it yourself? Do you ever go home, try and recreate a dish that you had at a restaurant that really you just thought was amazing and that you perhaps could do?
Sure. One of my favorite fish dishes to eat is sushi. We recently had a lot of friends over and we took a bash at trying to make our own sushi. I would not recommend. It's very messy and it's very complicated. But at the end, I feel like it all goes down the same way.
Yeah. So now you've created, obviously, your whole Foodie of CPT started on Instagram, you mentioned. So are there any seafood-specific trends happening on social media at the moment? Because we know that food, obviously, is very linked to trends and culture and what's current. So tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. From what I can see on socials at the moment, the biggest trends are going home and making your sushi, which is the biggest one. That's why we ended up doing it. Also having like fish tacos, also quite simple and easy to make. And finally, poke bowls has blown up over the last few years. And that's, just your raw fish with some veg in it, and it's great.
Awesome. So Dan, just before I let you go, is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Nothing from my side. I think, if you guys want to pop onto my Instagram page, it's Foodie of CPT or Foodie of Cape Town, and you guys can give it a share, and I post my reviews. It's all honest reviews, so if you see any bad reviews, it's literally just my experience on the day. It could change for you, so that's just to take with a pinch of salt.
Awesome. And we'll definitely share that over on our social medias at RX Radio, say on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram. Dan, Foodie of CPT, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.